ahead, bro. Is what am I supposed to do now? You know, I got saved. I know it's good. I feel peace. I have peace. And I see some people that have joy, but now what? Let's go to Matthew 6:33. You heard that Matthew 6:33. We'll say it over and over in this church. Because I believe it's the key to the walk of God with God. The Bible says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. And the King James Version says, and all things will be added. Amen. Let's pray this afternoon. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for everybody here today, Father God. I thank you for our salvations, Father God. I pray that you make them real and genuine, Father God. Help us to give ourselves away, Lord, so you can use us, Father God. Use this church, Father God, to bring peace and happiness and purpose to our lives, Father God, to the lives of Piru, Father God. Help us in reaching the town, Father God. I'm still praying for those stakes, Father God. I'm praying for repentance and our request that you bring your spirit down into this city. And I ask you, help us to resist the enemy, Father God, and his tactics, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for what you've done, but I thank you even more for what you're going to do, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Give God praise. Amen. Oh, my gosh. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. This is the key to the walk. The key to the blessings. The key to the heart of God. This is it. Seek first my kingdom, God is saying. You know, seek nothing else. You know, I mean, come on, church. Before Christ, we sought a lot of things. Am I the only one that sought a lot of things? I sought to be cool. I sought for attention. I wanted freedom. I sought man's approval. Come on. We sought a lot of things, and to come up empty-handed and broke pockets. Come on. Come on. I did. So, man, what happened to all that money I had last week? You know? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you, the Bible says. See, before Christ, we sought a lot of things to please ourselves. And admission to heaven wasn't one of them. Come on, somebody. Admission to heaven wasn't one of them. Heaven? Heck, I barely believe in heaven. You know? I mean, the way I lived before, I sure didn't believe in a heaven because I surely wasn't working to get there. In fact, I was doing everything opposite, going down, down, down. Amen. But now, don't think about, you know, wait. I'm going to back up to verse 31. Let's go to 30. Matthew 6:30. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. See, now don't think about what you'll eat or what you'll wear. Seek first the kingdom of God And what is righteousness? What does it mean? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first heaven and get right with him. That's Pastor Reuben's interpretation of righteousness. It's being right with God, you know? I mean, because any righteous person is right with God. Abraham was his faith was counted as righteousness to God, the Bible says, you know? So being right with God is being righteous. So seek first the kingdom of God and being right with him, and we'll be on the right track. See, to seek the kingdom of God is to put God first in your life. You know? Anytime you put God first in your life, you're on the right track. You're on the right track to get blessed in this life. Anytime you don't put God first and you start doing things your way and doing and buying and working to get your way, you are going to be disappointed. Disappointed financially, physically, emotionally. You come up empty. What's hard about this is the rewards of being good take longer than the rewards of being evil. Being evil, the rewards are quickly, instant. Come on, I ripped off that guy. I got money. I burned somebody. I mean, the rewards of being evil is instant. You guys get that? You know? But the rewards of being good take some time, man. We gotta hang in there, you know? You gotta hang in there. You know, why is it taking so long, Pastor, for me to feel blessed? Because maybe you're still trying to cut quarters, man. You know? You're not fully giving yourself to God. You're not playing everything by the rules of the book. You know, you're still pleasing yourself some way. Come on. Woo, man, that's strong. That's strong. You know? I mean, if we're out to please God, things will fall into place. But it takes time. It takes time. God's not just going to bless your life one because you did one good thing. He wants to see if you're going to keep on doing good things. You know? He's not going to bless your one act of kindness. My God. Be kind means to be kind all the time. You know? Not just because somebody was kind to you and you want to be kind to them. You know, see, God, I did that. You know, well, she gave you this and that before you gave her that. You know, the blessing, the rewards of being good takes time to mount up. You know, see, when we get saved, we notice, God, you know, God is so good. He answering my prayers. You know, I've asked for this. I got it. And these are looking so good. You know, we call that the honeymoon. The honeymoon with you and God. You know, there's so much peace in my life. Oh, God, it's so good. Church is so good. And then God stops. And he says, let me see. Let me see you walk on faith now. I'm going to pull back all my blessings. And I want to see if you really believe in me. Or do I have to just keep blessing you for you to live for me? Woo, man. That's strong. That's deep, man. Don't forget to tell Sister Maria I got deep today. That's a strong word, you know. But that's real. That's true. You know, he'll back off and he wants to see your walk by faith. Because this is a walk of faith and not by sight. You know, let me see if I stop blessing you, if you're still going to put me first in your life, or you're going to go back to your old ways of doing some things. You know, God's no fool. Bible says, God will not be mocked. You know, there's no pulling one over God. You know, see, to seek first the kingdom of God is to put God first in your life, to fill your thoughts with His desires and serve and obey Him in everything. See, people, things, and goals all compete for priority in our life. People, family, friends, things, material things, and goals all compete for priority in our life. You know, I want to go see the seven wonders of the world before I give my life up. You know, before I die, I want this bucket list to be done. You know, I want to have, you know, the bling bling and, you know, the rich life. You know, I mean, that all that competes for priority in our life. You know, here's a good one. The acceptance of God is to be desired and aimed at first in your life. The acceptance of God is to be desired and aimed at first in your life for you to be blessed. And remember, being blessed isn't materially things. It's not being blessed with money and riches. Being blessed is just having peace in your heart and peace in my mind. You know, being, man, you know, I have no stress, you know. Too blessed to be distressed. That's what I like to say, you know. You know, when you're blessed, you're not stressed, man. You know, everything's fine in life, you know. Oh, you're gonna hit some bumps and stuff, but it's nothing that you can't handle, you know. It's either, you know, if you're married, it's either just, you know, it's something you and your spouse have a little spout or something, but it's nothing that, you know, oh my gosh, you know, big old storm, you know. Being blessed, you have things that peace is still ruling in your house, you know. The acceptance of God is to be desired and aimed at. You have to want to be accepted by God, and you have to work at it first in your life to be blessed. Amen? See, if heaven isn't your goal, you'll have a hard time giving God your life. Just straight up. Say, is this good? Is this good for you guys?
Yes.
If heaven isn't your goal, why are you here? See, I'm here because I want to be blessed. Well, heaven better be your goal, because God's not going to bless you if you're not seeking first heaven, His kingdom. Come on, that's what the Bible just said. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added. All things will be added, you know. So, I mean, I'm here. I came because we first come to church for self. My life is a mess. My gosh, you know, I'm hurting. I need healing. Whatever, whatever. We come for self first to church. You know, and then we start learning, God, this really isn't even about me. You know, I came to church. My life was a mess. I'm straightened out now. I'm being clean now for so many years. And this is really about God. It's ding, ding, ding. It's not about you. You know, it's about us serving God, man. That's how you're going to be blessed in life, by serving God. I know I bursted some bubbles this morning there. But I guarantee you, you give your life to God to be used, you will be a blessed man or woman. Just flat out. I'm living it, church. You know, you give your life to serve God and blessings just fall into your lap, you know, into your lap. You have to ask yourself, what am I seeking? Ask yourself, what do I feel I really need or need to do to have what I need? Now, I know there are thoughts and needs that are our duty. You know, I need to work to provide. All right, yeah, I get that. You know, I need to take care of my kids. I need to, you know, we need to take care of church. Those are needs that are needs that I there's no getting around that. But the Bible said, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, you know, what you'll wear. He's talking about the life of the body. See, there is better things to think about. And one of those is the life of the soul. You know, the life of the soul is something we should think about more, you know, than the life of the body. The body's here for 80 years, give or take, you know. But the life of the soul, where's my soul going to be? You know, remember, we don't know what day we'll die. How we're living is going to determine where you live for eternity. You know, are you evil and wicked? You know, you're probably burning. You know, are we a good person? Are we living our lives for God? Then we'll be up in heaven, you know. And, you know, I mean, I know it's talking, you know, far out maybe for some of you, you know, but I live by faith and not by sight. You know, how do you know there's a heaven? Remember, I'd rather live like an angel and die and find out there's no heaven than live like a devil and die and find out I'm in hell. Ouch. Ouch. Yeah. That ought to straighten some of y'all out real quick. I want to play it safe. Huh? I'll play it safe and be a good guy, a good person. You know, because I want to be with my loved ones. I want to shake King David's hand. I want to go up to Moses. I want to see Jesus. Say, what's up, Chewy? You know, we have to believe there's a heaven and aim at it, you know. Do not worry about your life, but worry about the life of the body. There's better things to think about, and that's the life of the soul. If we seek more to please God and work out our own salvation, we'll be less looking to please ourselves, buying everything we want, everything we think we need. Amen? If we seek more to please God, we'll be less thinking about pleasing ourselves. Right? So what is the kingdom of God? I explained what righteous was, but let me explain what the kingdom of God is. And I don't have to tell you. I'll let the Bible tell you. So let's go to Romans 14. Get your highlighters out, because this is the Word of God. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom of God is. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what I need to eat, what I need to wear, what I need to drink. Come on, somebody. The kingdom of God is being right with God and being in peace with God and having joy with God. That's when you're living like that, you're living in the kingdom of God, man. You're living, pleasing to God when you're at peace with God. If you're at peace with God, you'll be at peace with men. They go hand in hand. If you're always quarreling and battling with somebody here on earth, you certainly won't be at peace with God because they just don't mix. You know? You can't be this quarreling person and think you're going to be right with God. You got to be at peace with God means you'll be at peace with men. Amen? Kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You can't be right with God and at peace with men and not be joyful. If you're right with God and you're at peace with men, you're probably a joyful person. You got no quarrels, man. My life is, I'm at peace with everybody, you know? That's when people start telling you, you know, how come you're always smiling, man? How come you always seem all happy all the time? You know? I don't know, man. You know? You got God. I'm a man of God, man. You know? And when you're right with God and you're living at peace, you'll have joy, man. You'll be a joy. You won't be this sad Debbie Downer somebody. You know, let me tell you what the kingdom of God is not. It's not just having fun. It's not know God and know God talk. Should I repeat that? No, it's not just having fun with no God and no God talk. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? I mean, if you're right with God, you'll be talking about God. My gosh. If you're right with God, you'll be at joy because you're with God. And there, you know what? When I got saved, there's nothing more I could talk about than God. See, that's why we had to stop some things, because y'all didn't have no God talk, man. You know, when you're joyful, when it's a joy to you, I couldn't talk nothing but how I got saved. I wanted to tell everybody. You couldn't not stop me from talking about God, man. Because I got saved, and there was a joy in my heart, and hey. You know, I went to church today. I'm clean now for 2 weeks now. You know? Then I went to a year. Then I went to 3 years. Then 5 years, 10 years, 23 years now. You know what I mean? Yes, thank you, thank you. All glory to God, though. You know? I mean, but when you get saved and you start hearing the truth and peace comes into your heart, man. You know, you gotta tell people, you know. This church would have some more heads in it, because you guys will be telling people about God. You know? You guys will be sharing what God's done for you. You know? You gotta be a thankful person. Thankful for what God's doing in your life, what He's done with your problems, you know? I mean, that comes hand in hand when you're right with God and joyful about God, you know? Amen? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Let's go to Proverbs. Book of Proverbs. Proverbs 3. Because most people want peace. Most people want. If you ask people, if you ask yourself, you know, what will make you, what do you want out of life? Some of you would say, I want to be happy. You know, I want riches. I want peace, right? Solomon said in verse 1, Proverbs 3, my son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Ding, ding, ding. He gave you it right there. Keep my commands in your heart, for they will give you life longer, life, because you're not going to die because you're drinking and driving. You're not going to die because you're overdosing on drugs. You're not going to die because you're not where you should have been and you get shamed or something. You're not drinking your life away. You're not, you know what I mean? Because you're living by His commands. You're living wisely now, man. Keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. I want to prosper. Anybody here want to prosper? My God. That should be one of the top of your list, man. I want to prosper. You know, when we're living for ourselves, we're not prospering. We think we are, and that the devil is a liar. You know, think I'm prospering. Huh? I'm going to tell you about, no, we're not going to go there. But long life, riches, and prosperity. Let's go to verse 16, same chapter. Bible says, long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. It's talking about wisdom. You know? Long life in her right hand, and riches and honor in her left. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. All her paths are peaceful, man. Not all malicious and manipulative and self-seeking. You know, they're at peace, man. You know, not out to get something from someone or not. It's peaceful. Just at peace. You know. You know, church, I do this because it blesses my soul. I gave my life away so God can use me. I'm not out to become rich here. I don't get rich here. I don't get paid here. This is all just my life, my service to God. You know, I mean, this is what brings peace to me, and it brings peace to my family. Amen. You know, peace is what we want in life, man. That's why many of us come to church. Oh, so peaceful. You know, just like going to church because, God, just those 2 hours, man, just peace, man, you know? And remember, truth brings peace, right? So when I hear truth, truth brings peace, man. You know, some of you young people, you want to hear the truth. Why do you want to hear truth? Because truth brings peace to your heart, you know? And some of us older folks, we've been looking for peace all our life, and now we hear truth, and man, why wasn't I here 10 years ago, man? Had to go through all this mess to find a church and really listen to the Word of God, you know? Amen? Yeah, man, preach it. by feeding, so in the Holy Spirit, how do we do that? How do we live by the Holy Spirit? By feeding the Spirit. Amen. Let me go back to my word. And by feeding the Spirit, you become holy. And remember, what is the one requirement of heaven? Holiness. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see the kingdom of God. You know, does that mean you have to be all stiff-necked and straight and perfect and religious? No. It means just being right with God. You know, we can be ourselves and be right with God. You know, God never wanted us to change who we are. He wants to change what you love. Get that? Because many of us loved the spotlight. Many of us loved to be the man. You know, many of us loved attention. Many of us loved being the talk of the town or something. You know what I mean? But He wants to be what you love. That's what He wants. You know, and that doesn't take us changing who we are, just what we love, man. You know. Right? Does that make sense? Yes. Holiness, man. Holiness. Holiness is our character, man. You know? You ever see somebody walk in character, walking with integrity, man. It's powerful. It's powerful when you meet somebody with integrity, you know? There's just something about that person, you know. It's a strength in a person, in a man or woman. You know, I've met not many, but I've met some real men of God that I just knew something about them was different. You know, I met some women of God, and they're quiet. Gentle, but so strong, man. It was awesome. It was awesome. One of her names was Sister Carmen, and one of her sons is now preaching in Oxnard. And he was a mess when I knew her, and now he's preaching in Oxnard, a big church, Praise Chapel Oxnard. You know, but she was, when Maria will tell you, girls, man, she was quiet. Gentle, but boy, you could just feel the strength in her. You know, like, man, I don't want to mess with Sister Carmen, man. You know, that's integrity. When you can just feel it, like, man, whoo. You know, it's a good thing. But the Bible says, so if we become holy by seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all things will be added. And if all things will be added, and if we're holy, we should be happy. That is if God is what we seek. Remember the Holy of Holies. What's that, Pastor? It's in the Old Testament. The tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was where this was, behind these curtains, and the whole, which was called the Holy of Holies, and priests had to go talk with God, and they better have been right with God, because if they weren't, when they stepped behind that curtain, they'd be struck dead. Crazy. Would you like that job? Boy, you know, talk about, my gosh. You know, some of us were probably sweating it out, like, man, I hope they don't call me to step back there, man. You know, like, man, my God. You know, my necks, oh God, man. You know? I mean, that was the Holy of Holies. You know, you were stepping out, you were stepping into the back with talk with God. So you better have been right with God, you know. This like I said, does this mean to be all religious? No. But if I'm seeking the kingdom of God, I will be right with God, not wrong. Not putting things above Him and not being disobedient. Not being a deceiver. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3. First Peter 3, verse 10. Wow. All right. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. My gosh. Cussing, slander, gossip. You know, this is evil. You know, it's looked at as evil through God. Because when you're slandering, gossiping, or what else would I say? Cussing, slander, gossiping. You're not in a, your heart's in the wrong place. Huh? Your heart's in the wrong place when you're gossiping about someone and they're not there. Your heart's in the wrong place. If you're cussing, for sure you're wicked. You know, blank, 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 blank. I mean, we're all guilty of it. You don't see no halo here. Like I say, if I get hurt at work, bless the Lord isn't the first thing that comes out of my mouth. You know, the Bible says the tongue is the hardest to tame. You know, and that's probably because we've been in the world a lot longer than we've been saved, right? So it's a wicked thing, our mouth. Amen. The Bible calls the tongue it says the heart is most deceitful. But there you go. I mean, the heart is deceitful when we start gossiping and slandering somebody. Our heart isn't right. When we're talking about people, you know, it's wrong, you know. Either way you look at it, it's wrong, you know. We shouldn't do it, you know. I try not to get in it, you know. I try to love on everybody. In my position, I gotta love everybody like Jesus loves them. I gotta see people through God's eyes, man. You know? Amen? We all should too. You know? We all should try to look at people through God's eyes and, you know, fill their hearts and stuff. But the Bible says, turn from evil and do good. What are you guys doing when you leave, when you're at home, when you leave the church, when you're at home and haven't been to church for a day or two? Are you still doing good? Are you still doing good? Or are you fantasizing? Or are you pleasing yourself in some way? Come on. No. It says, they must turn from evil and do good. Do good, you know. If we're going to get to heaven, we have to be a good people, you know. This is about being good, not evil. We're in church because we want to be good, you know. Right? If that's not it, you guys are in the wrong place, man. I'm in church because I know without church, I'm a bad person, somebody. I'm in church because I know I'm not in church because I'm pure. I know I'm in church because I know I'm not. And I need help, man, to keep me in a tight rein, to hold me to the fire. Amen. You know, we're a wretched people, man. You know, we'll wander off like, you know, I hate to say it, but the Bible calls us sheep, and a sheep is the dumbest animal. Come on, because why? Because what's going on over here? You know? And you just get caught up in whatever, because tontos, man. You know? You see a little group having fun, you say, no way. You know, can I try? My God, man. You know, can I have some of that? You know, it's stupid. We get ourselves in all kinds of bondage and stuff, man. You know? The sheep, man, turn from evil and do good, man. Remember, resist the devil and he'll flee. That's a good word there. A good nugget. Amen? Turn from evil and do good. I really love this next line. They must seek peace and pursue it. You know, he didn't say just seek peace. He said chase after it, man. Pursue it, man. Don't just say, I am, Pastor, I'm seeking peace. Pursue it, man. Try to stay peaceful, church. Try to stay peaceful, man. It's big, man. He wouldn't say it like that if it wasn't big in his eyes. Seek peace and pursue it. So big, man. You know, that hits me hard. Hits me hard because he stated it like that. It must be big in God's eyes. You know, seek peace and pursue it, man. Chase after it. Chase after it like you're chasing something you need. Pursue it, man. Stay peaceful. Because when we're not pleasing God. Amen? God, Pastor, that's strong. I know. I know. I'm just telling you guys the way God tells me, man. You know, I just got to relay it just the way I heard it. You know? And that hit me so big. That hit me this morning. Seek peace and pursue it, man. So big. Like, man, the Bible always trips me out when he says something in a certain way or something like that. We'll read right over that. But unless God shows you something like that, seek peace and pursue it. Man, God really wanted us to get a hold of that, you know? He really sees that as big. Staying peaceful, man. You know? Seek peace and pursue it. Because I'm telling you, when we're hot-headed and we're not at peace, we ain't pleasing God, man. Not at all. Not one bit, church. Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Because the eyes of the Lord on who? The righteous. His eye is on the ones. Oh, that song to me. The one I love. His eyes are on the one he loves. His eyes are on the righteous, man. His eyes are on those that are trying to do good, man. Are the ones trying to be right with him. His eye is on you, you know? His eye is on you. Oh, I heard that song this morning while looking over my word. I am the one he loves. Oh, gosh. So good. Hits me hard, man. How's it start? We're going to sing it at the end. So, we won't seek the kingdom of God being evil, immoral, and wicked. The kingdom of God is not about rules. You can't eat this, you can't eat that. You can't drink this, but you can drink that. It's not a matter of things you can't do. Get that in your heads, church. It's a matter of being in love with Jesus and thankful for making a way for me to come to the Father in heaven. That's what it's about. You know, it's not about what I can't do. It's more about things I shouldn't be doing. I'm trying to be a man of God, right? It's not you stay away from this, you can't do that. It's more I shouldn't be doing that. You know? Should be, you know, filling myself up with all this nonsense, you know? All this, you know, garbage, exactly. Thank you. Yes. My gosh. Our text says the kingdom of God is a matter of righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. His righteousness means one thing, being right and not wrong. Being right with God means you'll be right with men. You know, even being right with your pastors. What do I mean by that? I mean, some people have left the church because they didn't want to be right with us. They wanted to stay wrong, so they left. Got it? The kingdom of God is not about rules. Remember, peace and peacemakers will be called children of God. If the kingdom of God is what we're seeking, we have to be at peace with God. And when we're at peace with God, we'll be joyful. A true Christian is not downcast, unfriendly, and deceiving. A true Christian can't help but smile. When they say they love you, you feel their sincerity. Amen? You feel their sincerity. A true Christian can't help but talk about God. Joy is there because the Holy Spirit is present. Without Him, things will get... Without the Holy Spirit, things will get you down. Come on, somebody. You know, without the Holy Spirit, life will get you down. Life will bring you down. That's why keep feeding the Spirit and you won't get down, man. You know, you guys get down, life hits you because you're not feeding your Spirit, man. Read your word. I say it over and over again. And I'll say it again. Read your word and you feed your Spirit. Then when life happens, it doesn't blow you over, you know? It doesn't wreck you, you know? If I'm feeding my Spirit, I'm strong, man. I can take things, you know, just roll off my shoulder, man. You know, man. God's done bigger things, man. This is nothing, You know, you when you're strong like that, nothing can shake you. Nothing can break you. You know, the Bible says, cast down but not destroyed, or something like that, you know. But we need to feed our spirit. That way we won't be down. Anxiety will come in and you will live in fear. So you live not trusting in God, but manipulating and creating ways so you can control your own life. And if you're doing that, you won't be joyful doing it. Living to please God, having the love and favor of God, our actions are accepted by God, and we need no more to make us happy, period. Let me repeat that. Living to please God, having the love and favor of God, our actions are accepted by God, and we need no more to make us happy. Let me say it again. Living to please God, having the love of God and favor, our actions are accepted by God, and we need no more to make us happy, period. Another time? Got it? See, church, if you're truly living to please God and you're loving God, because people could try living to please God but not love God. Come on, somebody. And it ain't going to work. You have to love God to try to please God. You know, it goes hand in hand. You know? But if you're living to please God, having the love and favor of God, your actions are accepted by God. You know? Everything you do, everything you say, everything you think of is accepted by God. Because you're in one mind with God. You know? And you'll be happy. If we are truly pleased by Him, we'll live lives pleasing to Him. Amen? I'm going to go to hold on. Let's see. All right. Let's go to Romans 14, 17. I'm going to read down. We're going to end with this. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Amen. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. In other words, let us do everything to stay at peace and build each other up, man. Not tear down, you know? You know? My God, if we're out there trying to bring someone down, you're wicked, man. If you're out there thinking of ways to bring someone down, or you're gossiping bad about somebody, you're wicked, man. That is wicked. You know, you shouldn't be proud of that, church. You know, we should be, especially if we're in church and with brothers and sisters, we should be building each other up, man. You know, I'm very adamant about that. You know, we need to be in one mind and one accord and one direction up. Amen? You know? Remember, I'm going to stay with that. I'm going to end with that. Seek peace and pursue it. That's the word for today. Amen? Amen. Give God praise. Amen.